Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Haggai chapter 1 and we're reading verses 2 to 11.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your panelled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honoured, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labour of your hands.
Our focus is on verse 7. Give careful thought to your ways. The Israelites had been preoccupied with sorting out their own homes and lifestyles and had neglected their worship of God. It had left them always wanting more and never satisfied. God's words to his people long ago are just as pertinent for his people today. Consumerism is one of the gods of our society. One of the biggest pastimes today is shopping, especially online with its ease and convenience. But however much we have, there is always more we want and more on offer. It's easy for us all to be sucked into this way of living and neglect more important aspects of life. All too quickly, looking after ourselves becomes a, if not the, priority. And this is incompatible with living for Christ. God calls his people to live with a different mindset, different priorities from those of the world. Look at Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. If we do, then he has promised to provide for all our needs. The way we live, whether we have much or little, should indicate our love for the Lord above all else. True worship is not just about gestures, but about lifestyle. Careful thought may lead to necessary change. A prayer. Lord God, please help me to think through my attitude and actions, my way of living. Help me to worship you by putting the needs of others ahead of my own needs and reflect your generosity in my giving. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.